The Book of Daniel, number 139, the prophetic alignment of Daniel 11:40 with modern political realities, unraveling the mystery of the last president. Key takeaways. The alignment of biblical prophecy with contemporary political events has long fascinated scholars and believers alike. In this comprehensive analysis, we delve into the intriguing parallels between Daniel chapter 11, verse 40, and the political landscape of the late 20th and early 21st centuries. Beginning with the identification of significant markers such as the tearing down of the Berlin Wall in 1989, the rise of Donald Trump, and the ongoing global power struggles, we uncover a prophetic tapestry woven with startling accuracy. Through an exploration of historical figures, including Ronald Reagan and Abraham Lincoln, and a comparison of their actions and ideologies to those of modern leaders, particularly Trump, we reveal a compelling narrative that sheds light on the present and hints at future developments. From the symbolism of ancient kingdoms to the dynamics of contemporary geopolitics, this article offers a thought-provoking perspective on the convergence of scripture and current affairs. Daniel 11:40 and the time of the end. Identification of the tearing down of the Berlin Wall in 1989 as a key marker. Parallels between verse 40 and contemporary events, particularly the collapse of the Soviet Union. Verse 1 and the emergence of Donald Trump. Examination of verse 1's reference to the time of the end in 1989. Interpretation of verse 1's correlation with the rise of Donald Trump. Reagan's speech and Trump's promise. Analysis of Ronald Reagan's famous speech at the Brandenburg Gate and its prophetic implications. Comparison between Reagan's call to tear down the wall and Trump's campaign promise to build a wall. Identification of the last president. Interpretation of verse 2's reference to the sixth president after 1989. Examination of Trump's significance in stirring up globalist forces and fulfilling prophetic roles. Political symbolism and historical typology. Comparison of Trump's characteristics and actions with those of historical figures like Reagan and Lincoln. Exploration of the Republican Party's role in the prophetic narrative. Global power struggles and the dragon's influence. Analysis of the ongoing warfare against globalist forces, as indicated in biblical prophecy. Identification of modern leaders' interactions with radical Islam and the implications for global conflict. Mainstream media and propaganda, examination of the media's role in shaping public perception and influencing political discourse. Comparison between modern media tactics and historical examples of propaganda. Prophecy and political dynamics. Discussion of prophetic elements related to the last president's rise to power and potential dictatorship. Clarification of the author's nonpartisan stance and focus on prophetic interpretation. Conclusion and future exploration. Summary of key findings and insights gleaned from the analysis. Invitation to continue exploring the complex interplay between prophecy and human events in future articles. We are considering the alignment of Daniel chapter 11, verse 40, with verses 1 and 2 of the same chapter. Verse 1 identifies the time of the end in 1989, and verse 40 also marks the time of the end in 1989, with the collapse of the Soviet Union as represented by the tearing down of the Berlin Wall on November 9, 1989. Verse 2 identifies the sixth president of the United States after 1989 as the richest of all the presidents, and thus pinpoints Donald Trump. In doing so, it identifies that Trump will stir up all of Grecia, which was Alexander the Great's Grecian Empire of verse 3. The Greek kingdom of verses 3 and 4 is the symbol of a worldwide kingdom in Daniel chapter 11. William Miller coined the phrase, "History and prophecy doth agree," and the history of Donald Trump provides irrefutable evidence that he was not only the richest of the last 8 presidents of the United States, but that the globalists of the United States and the whole world hate Donald Trump with a hatred that is so illogical that many define it as insanity. The first of the last 8 presidents, beginning in 1989, clearly typified Trump in a variety of ways, thus upholding that the sixth president in verse 2 would ultimately be the 8th and last president. Reagan, as the first in a series of 8, would typify the 8th and last, for Jesus always illustrates the end of a thing with the beginning of a thing. The witness of Ronald Reagan, the president at the time of the end in 1989, prophetically represents the president who would be the last of the eight presidents. There would be seven presidents after Reagan, for the United States ceases as the sixth kingdom of Bible prophecy at the soon coming Sunday Law. And leading up to that Sunday Law, the United States forms an image of the beast, and that beast is the eighth of seven beasts. Reagan was the first president at the time of the end in 1989, and the last would be the eighth, that is, of the seven. Reagan said, on June 12, 1987, during a speech at the Brandenburg Gate near the Berlin Wall in West Berlin, Germany, while addressing the General Secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, Mikhail Gorbachev, "General Secretary Gorbachev, if you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." The first of the last eight presidents' most famous line marked the fulfillment of the tearing down of the wall 2 years later on November 9, 1989. In so doing, Reagan's emphasis on tearing down the wall spoke to the eighth president, who, while running to be the sixth president, based his campaign on the promise to build the wall. The first of the last eight presidents called to have the wall torn down, and the Berlin Wall was torn down in 1989, at the time of the end. At the soon coming Sunday Law, the wall of separation of church and state will be torn down, as represented by the beginning in 1989. In the middle of that period, the sixth president, who stirs up the globalists, attempts to build a wall that they don't want, and when he is once again the eighth president of the seven, another wall will come down. The first of the eight presidents is marked by the bringing down of a wall which marked the time of the end, as represented in Daniel 11, verse 40. And the last of the eight presidents is marked by the bringing down of a wall which marks the end of the sealing time of the 144,000, as represented in Daniel chapter 11, verse 41. President Reagan was a former Democrat turned Republican, a former media star, a man known for his clear oratory with a profound sense of humor, a fiscal conservative who campaigned against the establishment in Washington, D.C. Yet in spite of Reagan's rhetoric in his first campaign against the establishment swamp that was entrenched in the nation's capital, he ended up appointing a higher percentage of confirmed globalist politicians into his cabinet posts than any other modern president up to that time. He even went so far as to select George Bush the First as his vice president, a man whose family roots extend well back into globalist history. Trump campaigned on cleaning up the establishment he called the swamp, but his record of the men he chose to work closely with identifies his greatest weakness. Almost all those men were representatives of the swamp Trump so adamantly opposes. Trump, as with Reagan, was a former Democrat turned Republican, a former media star, a man known for his oratory with a profound sense of humor and a fiscal conservative. The last president of the United States will be the president when the image of the papacy, the image of the beast, is formed in the United States. The eighth and last president since 1989 would therefore be involved with a war against a dragon power, for it was in a long, drawn-out war with the dragon that the papacy was first enthroned by a dragon power in 538, then dethroned by the same dragon power in 1798, and who will again be enthroned by the dragon power represented by the ten kings who agree to give their seventh kingdom unto the papacy, and who thereafter dethrone the papal beast when they burn her with fire and eat her flesh as she comes to her end with none to help. The president who is to be the eighth, that is, of the seven, will also be the president who is involved with a warfare against a dragon power. That warfare is identified when the sixth, richest president stirs up the entire globalist dragon power. Of the eight final presidents, beginning in 1989, two are deceased, leaving six possible presidents who could be involved with a war against a dragon power. Of those six possibilities, four are openly dragon-powered globalists. One of the six, like his father, professes to be Republican, but he is a Republican in name only, and like his father, is a representative of the globalist dragon power. Of the six living presidents, only one is distinctly not a globalist, and he is the president that stirs up the globalists. He is the only one of the eight last presidents who could fulfill the element of the papacy's image, in terms of being involved with a warfare against a dragon power. The very first Republican president famously quoted a scripture concerning the U.S. Civil War that addresses this very fact. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you." Matthew 12:25-28. The warfare of the dragon against the richest president who stirred up the realm of Grecia can only be between Donald Trump and the globalists, for all the other five possible living presidents are anti-American globalists. When Lincoln cited the previous verses to address the division of the nation into the two camps of pro-slavery and anti-slavery, he was addressing the pro-slavery Democrats and the anti-slavery Republicans, and in so doing was addressing the war of the last days between the globalist Democrats, which the last Republican president stirs up with his movement of MAGAism, which he represents and leads. As the first Republican president, Lincoln typifies the last Republican president. The last president is also represented by the Republican president at the time of the end in 1989. These two witnesses identify the president they are typifying as a Republican. The Republican president at the time of the end in 1989 was not simply a Republican, but he was the first of the last eight presidents. The last president will have also been typified by George Washington, the first president and the first commander-in-chief. Washington, in turn, had been typified by the first president in the period represented by 1776. And that first president, Peyton Randolph, was one of the seven men who served during the eight periods represented by seven men. Randolph was the first of eight, and therefore represented Reagan, who was the first of eight, and he was the eighth that was of the seven. Randolph therefore represented Washington, the first president, Lincoln, the first Republican president, Reagan, the first president of the last eight, and the eighth president after 1989, who of prophetic necessity would be the eighth, that was of the seven. Washington would also be typified by John Hancock, who was the president in the history represented by 1789, and who was, as was Randolph, the eighth, that was of the seven. Randolph had typified Washington, so when Hancock aligns with Randolph as the eighth that is of the seven, Hancock represents the eighth president after 1989, who of prophetic necessity would be the eighth, that was of the seven. Randolph, Hancock, Washington, Lincoln, and Reagan all typify the last president. Two of those witnesses establishes that the last president will be a Republican. Two establish that the last president will be eighth, that is of the seven. The five living presidents of the eight presidents after the time of the end in 1989 identify that only Trump possesses the political ideology to be involved in a war with the dragon power. Lincoln was preceded James Buchanan, a Democrat, who honest historians identify as the least effective president in that early American history, and whose ineffective leadership essentially produced the U.S. Civil War. Before Lincoln had been sworn in, the southern states had already began seceding from the Union, and only a month after Lincoln's inauguration, the first shots were fired. Buchanan put the movements in motion which produced a war that Lincoln was forced to resolve. Reagan was preceded by the most ineffective president of modern times. Carter, a Democrat, embarrassed the United States by his inability to correctly address radical Islam, located in Iran. Trump was preceded by Obama, a Democrat, who purposely initiated the divisions culturally, politically, and economically that have only increased since that time. His ineffective leadership was typified by both Buchanan and Carter, but in the history where he presided, the mainstream media had already begun to manifest itself in parallel to Adolf Hitler's Reich Ministry of Public Enlightenment and Propaganda. Obama's attacks upon the social, political, financial, and religious institutions of the United States were covered up for those who chose not to see, and his ineffectiveness as someone sworn to protect the Constitution was carefully concealed. Obama embarrassed the United States by his inability to correctly address radical Islam, located in Iran. When Trump is reelected in 2024 as the eighth president since Reagan in 1989, he will once again be preceded by a globalist, dragon-powered Democrat who has now taken the crown as the most ineffective president in history, who has repeatedly embarrassed the United States in his attempt to address radical Islam, located in Iran, though once again the modern mainstream media, as typified by the Reich Ministry of Public Enlightenment and Propaganda, works to bury that obvious reality. When Reagan took office, an unresolved crisis with radical Islam, located in Iran, was left unresolved by the Democratic president. Reagan immediately took steps to reverse the direction of the tensions between the United States and radical Islam, as represented by Iran. When Trump took office, an unresolved crisis with radical Islam, again located in Iran, had not only been left unresolved, but financed by the Democratic president. Trump immediately took steps to reverse the direction of the tensions between the United States and radical Islam, as represented by Iran. The current Democratic president reversed all the progress accomplished by Trump, and the entire world is now being drawn into the Third World War by the ineffective leadership of Biden. That fulfills not only the work with Islam represented by Carter's ineffectiveness and Obama's promotion of Islam, but also by the work of Buchanan in starting a war that the Republican president needed to resolve. As with the first Republican president, Trump was politically murdered by the globalist dragon powers in the 2020 election. While he was considered to be dead in the street, the globalists of the Earth Beast and the globalists of the entire world began to celebrate as prophesied in Revelation chapter 11. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. Revelation 11:7-11. We have now reached 2024, where Trump is standing upon his feet, and the dragon world, who had been rejoicing and making merry since January 6, 2021, is now being confronted by great fear. The mainstream media is in a panic. Their own talking points are beginning to manifest their concern that, as the old rock and roll song says, that tired old man that they have elected king does not have the ability to stay close enough to Trump's numbers to allow their voting machines to push Biden over the top. The mainstream media is as much a propaganda machine now as was the Reich Ministry of Public Enlightenment and Propaganda in the days of Hitler. This fact has been repeatedly demonstrated beyond any mathematical possibility of being otherwise. Each time a new globalist talking point is introduced into society at large, it has been documented repeatedly that the various lines of communication that are governed by the dragon's propaganda machine produce the identical phrasing word for word as they describe this event or that issue. If any of you are aware of the old-time child's game called telephone, or sometimes Chinese whispers, you know that when people sit in a circle, and as the game goes, and the first person whispers in the ear of the next, and then that whisper is repeated around the circle, the initial whisper that travels around the circle invariably evolves into something different than what the first whisper represented. Yet the mainstream media expects its adherents to believe that every journalist in this country and around the world somehow chooses the same words and phrases to explain the dragon's position on a subject or event. Hundreds of so-called journalists looked at the same event and came not only to the same conclusion, but they chose the identical words and phrases to describe the event. What we are addressing at this time is not an attack on the propaganda machine of the globalists. It is simply identifying a prophetic characteristic of the spiritual war that is now taking place on planet Earth. In the time of Christ, the Jews ultimately publicly chose Caesar as their king, as they rejected their Messiah. In that controversial period, the high priest provided an argument for murdering Christ that was satanic, and based upon flawed reasoning, but it was accurate at the same time. And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, "Ye know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not." And this spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation, and not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. John 11:49-52. Caiaphas was inventing a logic to attack Christ, and in so doing he was actually making a valid prediction. He did not believe Christ needed to be mankind's sacrifice. He simply wanted to kill him. The Dragon Power's mainstream media is now accomplishing a similar thing with Trump. They are trying to inculcate fear into the population that if Trump is reelected, that he will become a dictator, as was Adolf Hitler. The Democrats are the party that is pro-slavery and possesses the characteristics of the Nazi Party, including a worldwide, not just German propaganda machine. But they are claiming that if Trump is elected, democracy will be overturned, and Trump will be a dictator like Adolf Hitler. That is exactly what God's Word identifies about the last president of the United States. Though the mainstream media, like the dragon-inspired Caiaphas, do not understand that their talking points are prophetic and will actually come to pass. Our land is in jeopardy. The time is drawing on when its legislators shall so abjure the principles of Protestantism as to give countenance to Romish apostasy. The people for whom God has so marvelously wrought, strengthening them to throw off the galling yoke of popery, will by a national act give vigor to the corrupt faith of Rome, and thus arouse the tyranny which only waits for a touch to start again into cruelty and despotism. With rapid steps are we already approaching this period. The Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 4, 410. I am aware that as I identify the corrupted elements of the Democrats in the United States, the professed Republicans that are actually globalists, and the progressive globalists of the world, that a reader may be led to believe that I have some type of political sympathy with the Republican Party or Donald Trump. This is far from the facts of the matter. The final president is to become a dictator, just as the mainstream media is predicting, though they know no more about what they are actually predicting than did Caiaphas. We are simply identifying the prophetic dynamics associated with the complex interplay of human events that are represented by Ezekiel's wheels within wheels. We will continue this study in the next article.